Last fall, WXXI's Innovation Trail hit the road with its listening booth, looking for stories about what people make. At Bar Camp Rochester, we talked to high school student Eric Lee about how he breathes new life into obsolete technology.
I call it the iMac reconstruction. What I did was I took, and you know those colored iMacs from like the 1990s, like those big ones, the CRT ones? I gutted it out so it was just the case, and I put an LCD monitor in it, and then I built a computer inside it, so it was a completely new computer. I was cleaning out the utility closet, and beneath the layers of dust, I found this antiquated piece of technology, and I just thought it looked so amazing. I remember back when I was in second grade, I had in the computer labs that they were all these cool computers, and they just looked different from all the other computers. They used to be like eggshell beige type color. So I just thought it was amazing, and I wanted to breathe life back into it. I like making things that I want to use. The reason why I did this hardware thing is because I've never done anything like it. So I wanted to try something new. The reason why I got into software was because it doesn't cost anything to make it. It's all free. It's just what you have in your head. You don't need anything else. You just need a computer. My name's Eric Lee. I'm from Rochester, New York, and I like to mod computers.
Support for WXXI's Innovation Trail comes from Advanced Motion Systems, providing automation, motion, safety products, machine vision, and engineering support across a spectrum of industrial machine applications. Information at allaboutmotion.com.